We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oroville Green News on Friday, the 28th of October 2011. I am Mari, and at the studio we have Andrea. The headlines for today are Using EM for Agriculture, Rio Plus 20, and Movie Review, Wasteland. The word EM is quite known for us in Oroville when it comes to cleaning our houses. The effective microorganism, actual name of EM, is also used in agriculture in multiple ways. It's applied to achieve a high germination rate of seeds in nurseries, it's used in compost to increase soil fertility, and it serves in pest and weed control. To farming with EM implies the following practices. Always supply organic material to the soil, mulch or compost, to provide a habitat for the microorganisms of EM and for naturally occurring organisms. Cover the soil with organic matter, mulch or compost, to provide moisture for soil organisms and EM. Supply EM, bokashi, and work it into the topsoil, in particularly prior to a crop season. Apply the EM solution, like for example standard EM, EM5 and EM-FPE, regularly during the growing stage of your crops. Harvest only those parts of the plant that are for use and consumption. Return all crop residues to the field. If you get interested and you want to know more about how to use EM in the agriculture, you can access the Oroville Green Portal at green.oroville.org, and you can get more information, and not just about EM, but a lot of Oroville Green practices. And next year will be held in Brazil, the Rio Plus 20. This event marks the 20th anniversary of the 92 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, also known as the ECO92, that was held in Rio. It is envisaged as a conference at the highest possible level, including heads of state and government or other representatives. The object of the conference is to secure renewed political commitment for sustainable development, assess the progress to date and the remaining gaps in the implementation of the outcomes of the major summits on sustainable development, and address new and emerging challenges. The conference will focus on two main subjects: a green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication, and the institutional framework for sustainable development. This all together with a big popular movement that are already being organized by NGOs and the public in general. The dates 4 to 6 of June 2012. And I really hope to be there. And what about you? Would you like to come? And if you really want to get inspired and know more about Brazil and trash, today we suggest the documentary Wasteland. Filmed over nearly 3 years, Wasteland follows renowned artist Vic Muniz as he journeys from his home base in Brooklyn, New York, to his native Brazil and the world's largest garbage dump, Jardim Gramacho, located on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. There he photographs an eclectic band of catadores, self-designed pickers of recyclable material. Muniz's initial objective was to paint the catadores with the garbage. However, his collaboration with these inspiring characters as they recreate photographic images of themselves out of garbage reveals both the dignity and despair of these people as they begin to reimagine their lives. You can get this movie, if you want, with me. Just pass by the radio, give your contact, and I will share with you. And from Shri Aurobindo. This erring race of human beings dreams always of perfecting their environment by the machinery of government and society. But it's only by the perfection of the soul within that the outer environment can be perfected. What to art within, that outside thee to shalt enjoy. No machinery can rescue thee from the law of the being. I wish you all a beautiful and rainy week, and I see you next week. And like always, if you have any suggestion, ideas, you please passed by the radio. Bye bye.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.